ஜெய ரூப் சனாதன் பட்ட ரகுநாத் ஸ்ரீ ஜீவகோபால் பட்டதாஸ் ரகுநாத். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஸோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஃபர் மை சாஷ்டாங்க தண்டவத் பிரணாம் செதல் ஒரு ஸ்வீட் ஆஃப் அவர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் த்லாய் ஸ்ரீமான் பக்தி விதான் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் கோசாய் மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ். த்லாய் ஸ்ரீமான் பக்தி விதான் ஸ்ரீ வாம் கோசாய் மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ். பானக்காரி குருவர்கள், to our guardians and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. So the question being asked by the Vaishnavas is, we see that in the history of this world, the demons, the atheists, the agnostics, they always want to oppress Sanatana Dharma. They want to control Sanatana Dharma. And what do? They destroy temples. They forcibly convert people. They do many such atrocities. Like during Aurangzeb's time, he would have all the Hindus pay certain tax, which they could not afford. So they had to convert to Islam. So many, many things. But there's no need to even mention them. Like we see, like Gurudev used to say, Akbar, he was no less than Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb, at least by force, used to convert people. But Akbar, he would become very friendly and he would convert people. So he was also no less than him. So in this way, they're always trying to suppress Sanatana Dharma. And to this end, they've done so many things. Like even destroy scriptures. Like we see in Bihar, there is this Nalanda University. That was destroyed. And then we see that even when this Mahmud of Ghazni, when he came to Mathura, he's written in his own diary that this temple I destroyed, this Adi Keshav temple, even if I had 1 billion dinars, I could not have built a temple like this, he said. He was so happy when he destroyed that temple. And this way, even this Somnath temple, 17, 18 times they destroyed every time and they looted. They took everything away from there. Many things, like even the deities there in Keshavdev temple, many atrocities. They took the deity away there and they placed it underneath the steps. Because then they said the Muslims, when they enter the mosque, they can step over the deity. So many things. But actually, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he has reconciled all of this. Vaman Goswami Maharaj has written a very nice article on this in Gaudiya Patrika. There he mentions the life of Kala Pahad. Vaman Goswami Maharaj himself writes about this article. So Kala Pahad, he was born to a Hindu mother but a Muslim father. So therefore, the Hindus rejected him because he was born of a Muslim father. So Kala Pahad, he became very vengeful against the Hindus. So especially he would destroy all the temples, desecrate the deities, many things. He even tried attacking Jagannath Puri. And there we see this Narsingadev temple near Gundicha. It is said that when he saw this Narsingadev temple, anyhow he got some fear and he stopped from attacking Jagannath Puri. Or else he would even attack that temple also. So Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he mentions there that when the invaders destroyed the deities, some may question that if the deities are really being worshipped, then can the deities not protect themselves? So Vaman Maharaj has reconciled. He has said when they attack the deities, it is said that actually Thakurji, he leaves the deity. He does not stay in the deity anymore. Then it no longer remains a deity. It becomes like a statue. And then they commit many atrocities like that. He leaves that place. He doesn't stay there anymore. And then anyhow, we also heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that sometimes if you do business out of deities, out of temples, then all these opposing elements, they come. And they try causing so much disturbance in this way to Sanatana Dharma. So in this way, Mahmud of Ghazni, when he came to Mathura, that time we hear the center of learning. He has mentioned in his diary that all the scriptures that he found, for 1 month continuously, he burnt all of them so that the soldiers could heat some water. It is winter. So that the soldiers could heat some water and so that they could cook, they burnt all the scriptures continuously for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You could imagine how many scriptures were there in this way. This is not just once, it happened so many times. Because we see that Dharma itself is present in these scriptures. And not just this, sometimes even interpretations are added to the scriptures. Like in the religion of Sanatan Dharma, there is one book called Bhavishya Puran. In this Bhavishya Puran, there are many foretellings about the future, Bhavishya. So there, the British and even the Muslims, they added their own interpretations, where in Bhavishya Puran, there is the appearance of many things there. So in this way, they even interpreted the scriptures. And then there was this one scholar called Max Müller. What did he do? He made sure that the scriptures would suit the Aryan invasion theory and many things. And in this way, he actually rejected the Vedas by interpreting the Vedas. So in this way, there's so many interpretations, so many things. But still we see, does that mean the scriptures have been destroyed? That is the question that is being raised here. Like we see also, no, in the Bhagavatam, there are 5,000 shlokas which are taken away. That these shlokas have many beautiful verses describing Srimati Radhika and the Vrajadevis and everything. They were taken away. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he instructed the 6 Goswamis that you should publish books, and though they've taken these 5,000 verses away, no harm. Now you should publish more books that will speak of the glories of the Vrajadevis, Vrajavasis. Because we see in the Bhagavatam, there are certain pastimes which haven't even been described. Like in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Krishna left Braj, but it is not mentioned there if Krishna returned back to Braj. It's only mentioned that he went to Mathura and Dwaraka. But Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, he mentions that Krishna returned to Braj. How? There was this demon, Dantavakra. So Dantavakra was not the brother of Shishupal, but he was like the Mosere Bhai. Means like a relative, cousin of Shishupal. So he was very angry that Shishupal was killed. So then he attacked the Brajavasis because he knew that they're very dear to Krishna. And then Krishna, he came. So even now, there is this place called Datiha near Braj. Datiha means Dantavakraha. And when the Brajavasis saw him, they said, oh, who is this Dantavakra? Dantavakraha. Means he is very crooked in his appearance, in his intelligence, in everything. So Krishna, he came there and he killed Dantavakra. And in one form, he stayed in Braj. And as Vasudev Nandan Krishna, he returned back to Dwaraka. So this Jiva Goswami is described in Gopal Champu. Also we see Radharani, it is described in the Bhagavatam that the Vrajavasis went to Kurukshetra. But it is not mentioned anywhere that Radharani went to Dwaraka. But in Lalit Madhav, Rupa Goswami has described how Radharani even went to Dwaraka as Satyabhama. And there she was married to Krishna. How all the queens are actually the Vrajadevis. They took birth as these queens. So in this way, the scriptures that our Goswamis wrote, they complement the Bhagavatam in this way. Even many things that the Bhagavatam doesn't speak of, the scriptures speak. Like we see, even so many moods of Srimati Radhika that have not been described in the Bhagavatam has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these moods of Srimati Radhika. So therefore, these scriptures, they always complement Bhagavatam. Because what is the Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Shukamukha Amrita Pipat Bhagavatam Rasmalayam Muravi Sugajana. So this way you see that the Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the Vedas. And in this way, the Rasik Bhaktas, they always relish this ripened fruit of the Vedas. And the Granthas of the Goswamis, they serve to complement the Bhagavatam. And Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Prabhupada, he knew that these demons would always attack. So he said, even if all the scriptures in this world are lost, he said, if there is one scripture, that is more than enough, he said. He said, if there is this one scripture, I myself, even if there is Mahapralaya, I will tie this scripture to my chest, and anyhow, I will swim across and I will save this scripture, he said. Even if all the scriptures are burnt, he said, there is Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said. If this Chaitanya Charitamrita is salvaged, is saved, is rescued, then all the other scriptures are saved, he said. Because this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of even the Bhagavatam in this way. And we see that the burning of books, this is not new. This is happening even now, recently also. Like we see, even after Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, his books were thrown away. Like we see this biography of Prabhupada, this Saraswati Jayashree, which was actually compiled by Sundarananda Prabhu. This only speaks of certain events of Prabhupada's life. There's only like one particular volume, this Saraswati Jayashree. It has so many more volumes, actually, so many more, but they're lost now. No one knows where they went. And anyhow, what happened, even though all these books were thrown away into the Ganga, still many books were returned back by the Ganga. This is true. Even Param Gurudev, this book that he wrote, this Mayavad Ki Jeevani, this was also lost. He had written them as installments for the Gaudiya, but all the Gaudiyas, everything was lost. Then anyhow, one god sister of Param Gurudev from Champahati, she found these issues. And then Param Gurudev was so happy because he had done so much research for this Mayavad Ki Jeevani. So much research. If you read the book, you can see. Gurudev, if anyone would say, I've read this book, Gurudev would become so happy. He'd say, yes, this my Guru Maharaj himself has written this. Very wonderful book. And Param Gurudev was so happy, he got the book back. And we see even during Gurudev's time also, like we heard from the Vaishnavas, no? There is this one book that Gurudev wrote called Sahajiya Dalan, I think. This Sahajiya Dalan, some university took the book away. Calcutta University, I think. No? This university took the book away. They did not even return to Gurudev. They formed a thesis out of that book and the book was not even returned. And now you see, no one even knows where that book is. That Gurudev himself wrote. Where is that book? No one knows. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you see, he's written more than 300 books actually. And only 100 are salvaged. Other 200, no one even knows where they went in this way. So many, even Narottam Thakur has written so many books and no one knows where these books are. No. Like we see even once, even some books of Jiva Goswami also. Like some pages from Jiva Goswami's books, they were being taken away by one lady in a temple. In one temple, and what was she doing? She was using these pages to boil some tea. And then there was one scholar, he saw and he was like, what are you doing? These books are so invaluable, using some of these pages to boil tea. Immediately he took these books back and he saved them. He kept it in one place. I think they're still there in this Bhagavat Nivas somewhere. And then anyhow, when the temple was flourishing very nicely, then they requested those books to be given back, saying that you took these books away by force, now give it back to us, now we're more responsible. But still the copies were given. The originals were not given there in this way. And we see even Narottam Thakur also, so many of his books, they're still there, which haven't even been translated. Narottam Thakur's, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's books. Like we see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also has written a commentary on the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Sanskrit. And the Vaishnavas have seen this book actually in Sanskrit, but it's incomplete. But he's written also a commentary in Sanskrit, you can imagine. And then we see that they made an advertisement in the newspaper, saying if anyone has the complete edition of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Sanskrit, please give it to us. But still it hasn't been found, the complete edition. Only the incomplete edition has been found. And also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there's also one more book he's written called, Aishwarya Kadambini. Even this book is lost. I think Baladev Vidyabhushan has written, even this book is lost, Aishwarya Kadambini. So in this way, there are so many books that have been lost now to our vision. Like we hear also, no? Once when Babaji, he went to bathe in Mansi Ganga, then what happened? All these books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that were lost, he went inside Jal Samadhi, then he got these books back. And they were completely dry. They were not even wet in this way. So you see that these books, even if these books are like Krishna himself, they're like the Swaroop of Krishna himself. Even though many atrocities are done, many things are done, still these books, they can never be destroyed. Anyhow, they will be salvaged by the desire of Krishna. No, like we see our Guru Varga themselves, like you see Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, they took all these books that Jiva Goswami had given. And then what happened? When they entered one Vishnupur, Birambiri attacked and he took all the books away. Then they were so sad that Jiva Goswami had entrusted us with these books. But now we don't have these books, so what to do? Then they thought the books were lost. But then we see what happened. Srinivas Acharya, he started speaking the Bhagavatam. And then anyhow, Birambir was so happy that he accepted initiation from him. And then he asked, what is Guru Dakshina? He said, can you please help me with these books? And then these books were brought back in this way. No, so many histories. Like we see even like Gadadhar Pandit, he was weeping so much the Bhavutam got smudged. And then anyhow, Srinivas Acharya, he was sent to Narari Sarkar. The Narari Sarkar had another copy And then he said, go give it to Gadadhar Pandit immediately so that he can speak on it. But by then, Gadadhar Pandit had already entered into Nitya Leela. So there's such so many histories like that. Like we see, even when Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he was in Medinipur. Like we heard that history, you know, that day when Amal Prabhu, he came, he spoke for Vaman Goswami Maharaj's disappearance day. He spoke on very nice katha, very nice history. He said that in Kharagpur, Bhaktijivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, he would always address Vaman Goswami Maharaj as Goswami. Goswami, Goswami, Goswami. So someone asked him, why do you always address him as Goswami? So then Janardhan Maharaj, he said, oh, there's one history we share. When we were still brahmacharis, not even sannyasis. That time Vaman Maharaj, he was Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari. And Janardhan Maharaj, he was Anantaram Brahmachari. So that time when Vaman Maharaj was the Sevak of Srila Param Gurudev, whole day he'd be absorbed in Seva of Param Gurudev, cooking, cleaning, taking dictations, everything. And then the whole night he would disappear somewhere. He wouldn't come anywhere. So then someone was saying, where is Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari? Where is he? So then Janardhan Maharaj, he said, surely he must be there somewhere chanting, doing his sadhan bhajan. So then they saw Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he was slowly entering inside, so as to not disturb anyone. Then they asked him, where did you go? Then he said, oh, tomorrow I'll take you where I'm going. And then he took all of them where there was a big library there in Medinipur. The king of Medinipur had a very big library. So there he was going, and there he would read all the books, whole night. Anyhow, the librarian, he gave special permission to Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj that you can read all these books. The whole night he was reading, and then he would return back to the temple. And then he said, there's this one verse where it is said that in Kali Yuga, even those who are born Brahmins, they're like Shudras. They're not really Brahmins. But the caste Goshais, they don't agree. They say this shloka is made up, fabricated. So I'm looking for this verse. And finally I found this verse, he said. So you see, this way our Guru Varga, they spend so much time going through all these scriptures, trying to find all the references in this way. No, like we see even for this Mahaprabhu book, there was this Sahasranam spoken by Rupa Goswami. So then we tried looking so much for the source for this Rupa Goswami Sahasranam reference. Because without the source, then how will people believe? So then the Vaishnava said, don't worry, you just pray to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu will anyhow arrange. So then anyhow, the devotees, they found out. There was some Baba there in near Kusum Sarovar. This Baba, he had mentioned, he had this source, that these 1,000 names of Mahaprabhu were spoken by Rupa Goswami himself. So in this way, by force, we cannot try to control or read the scriptures by force. Because these scriptures are called revealed scriptures. They can only reveal themselves in our hearts. On our own, if by our own scholarship, for our own intelligence, we try reading them, then what can we possibly read? Only letters, only syllables then. What can we possibly understand? Because the scriptures in themselves, will they speak to us? Will they chastise us? Who will chastise us? Who will speak to us? And say, this is wrong, this is right. The scriptures will not say. The scriptures are like Shastriya Sadhu Sangha. If you don't have Sadhu Sangha, then you must follow the scriptures, Shastriya. But really, only under the guidance of the sadhus can you read the scriptures. Or else sometimes you'll even get wrong meanings. You'll not even understand them properly. So in this way, what are these scriptures? These scriptures are actually realizations of our Guru Varga. The Guru Varga themselves have manifested these scriptures. And these scriptures, we see, if read under proper guidance, then they will last for so many, many more thousands of years, millions of years. Like we see, Swami Maharaj said, my books will be the law books for like another 10,000 years at least, more, he said. And Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, they're all giving all these books, which are like very invaluable. So therefore, these scriptures can never be destroyed. And you see, the demons will never stop. They'll find more and more ways to stop the circulation of these scriptures, to stop the publication and to even destroy the scriptures. They'll never stop. This is like a never-ending cycle. They'll continue more and more, more and more. But you see, the scriptures in and themselves, they can never be destroyed. They can never be destroyed. In fact, the more they're stopped, the more they will flourish in this way. More and more they'll flourish. Like even recently, they published one article Swami Maharaj had written for Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj's journal. This Gaudiya Sangha, he had written an article there, Swami Maharaj. In that article, he spoke about this Bhadrachal Ramdas. In that article, I'll just end with this, in that he spoke how Bhadrachal Ramdas, if you go to South India, there's one temple called Bhadrachalam in Telangana. So in that temple, Bhadrachal Ramdas, what did he do? He was like the government official for the Nawab of Golconda in South India. So what would he do? Whatever tax he would receive, he would use all the tax to build a nice temple for Sri Ramchandra. Very ancient deities, the Shabri herself worshipped. So then they arrested him and imprisoned him for doing that. So some person, he wrote a commentary. He said, although Bhadrachal Ramdas was a very good person, still how could he do this, using the money of the government to build a temple? Because devotees should be honest. How can he cheat like this? So it is good he got punished, they said. But then Swami Maharaj, he wrote like a rebuttal for this. He said, still, even though it may seem that what he did was against morality, still that constituted the highest morality, that he used what was in Krishna's seva for Krishna himself. What is truth? Gurudev gives an example that if there's a butcher running behind a cow, he's trying to kill the cow. But if the cow runs past a person, if it goes across a person, and the butcher asks the person, have you seen the cow? And the person says no. Although he has seen the cow, he's lying. Still, is he lying? No, he's speaking the highest truth actually, to save the cow's life. So truth in itself is not just speaking the words, what you've seen. Truth means according to time, place, circumstance. So Swami Maharaj, in that article, he mentioned what Bhadrachal Ramdas did was the highest good, highest kind of morality, because he used everything for Krishna's seva. So this article was lost, and recently it was published. This way, there's so many more things, like how Swami Maharaj is replying to Navbharati Times. So many more articles which are lost, and gradually they're coming out now. Even Gurudev's articles, Param Gurudev's articles that are from the Gaudiya, Dainik Nadiya Prakash, that recently, all these books which have been lost, now they're being discovered. They're finding in someone's house, in someone's box. Anyhow, recently now they're coming out, all of them. So many more examples in this way. So therefore, the scriptures, even though time and again people try to destroy them, still they can never be destroyed. Time and again, they'll only flourish more and more. They'll flourish more and more and deliver the entire world. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindhu jayatanam bhavnibhyo vishnubhyo namo.
Dasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tan Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastakanvat Pranam thousands of times the Lotus Feet of Shri Paramarajatam Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Gosvami Maharaj Srila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Varpanams thousands of times lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastangananda Varpanams unto all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas, causeless mercy, we are performing our Sri Katyani Vrat here in Sri Bindavan Dham and discussing and churning the ocean of scripture nectar that is there. In search for that nectar, we are hearing and from the Vaishnavas and discussing these topics. The Vaishnavas have just raised the question that so many scriptures they go missing. And then we see that so many scriptures they also manifest. There are so many different books, so many poets that write so many things, so many old scriptures are then found, refound, so many people speaking so many things, also writing articles. There's no limit to the ocean of knowledge that is there. And we can see that time again after time again they're going missing, coming. So who is the authority that determines what is scripture and what is not? What is to be accepted, what is to be rejected? And how can we understand, how can these scriptures manifest to us? So praying to Lord Sita, Guru Padaparama and the Vaishnava tried to say a few words. We know that Narottam Das Thakur, he said that Guru Saru Sastra Vakya Chittete Kori Aikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Kori Aikya. The words of Sri Guru should be made in one with our heart. What Guru, Sadhu and Shastra is saying, we should accept. So many people they claim, I am Guru, I am Guru, I am Kangaroo, I am so many things. They say, what do you follow? Don't do what I do, but do what I say. My word is everything. So what is the barometer? How can we understand really who is Sadhu, who is Bhakta? Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, our Guru Bhargava, they have said these things must be there. The words of Guru, the sadhus, the words of the Vaishnavas, and the Shastras should also be there. Then we can have some kind of, it's called a mapdanda, or the measuring stick. We can understand something. Mahaprabhu said that Swata Siddha Veda, the Vedas, they are self manifest. Ultimately, all scriptures. Originally, it's spoken from where? Krishna. Originally, the first shabda, the first sound is coming from Krishna's flute, Kling, the desire seed. From that, Brahmaji, hearing that, he becomes initiated. And then he performs austerities, and then based on that, then the Lord Narayan himself speaks the Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma in four verses. And he expands that into 300,000 verses. And from that, expands into 100. Then that 300,000 is summarized into 100,000 in heavenly planets, and then from there into 18,000 on this prithvi. So originally Shastra is coming away from Bhagavan himself. Dharmanta Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Bhagavan himself, he establishes. Right. So, like the Christians, they say, all your religion is bogus, ours is right, the Bible is right. The Jains, they say, no, ours, we also, what we are saying is correct. Everyone says that we are correct, so how can we understand? So therefore, we have to take shelter of Guru Varga, take shelter of our Vaishnavas, hear from them. They are the living example, like we heard, that Eka Bhagavata Vara Bhakti Rasa Sastra. Ar Bhagavata Vara Bhakti Rasa Patta. Dui Bhagavata Vara Diya Bhakti Ras Tahara Hriyatar Prem Hoivas. One is the living sadhu who follows, and one is the book itself. So ultimately in Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said everything is dependent on one thing, that is Shraddha. Without Shraddha, you cannot come to any right conclusion. You cannot discern what is right, what is wrong. Even in the Bhagavad, it said, Aham vedmi shukka vetti vyasa vetti na vetti va tasmad bhagava grahyam. It said, na buddha na chitikaya. I know the Bhagavad. Shukadev Goswami knows the Bhagavad. Aham vedmi shukka vetti vyasa vetti. But whether Vyasadev knows or not, no, there's no guarantee. Vyasadev is the writer of the Bhagavad. So if he doesn't know in the Bhagavad, then if he doesn't know what he is writing, then what he has written. So ultimately, the realization that is there in the hearts of the Vaishnavas, those who are the embodiment of the Bhagavad, that is what is important. And those Vaishnavas, those Param Bhagavats, those Mahabhagavats, they instill Shraddha into the heart of all living entities. Why? By their own practice. Said that Sanatana Goswami told Haridas Thakur. He said that apana achara kahya na kare achar achar apana achara kahya na kare achar prachar kare na kahya na kare vichar achar prachar kare hai naam dui kare tumi sarva guru tumi jagate rariya. Haridas Thakur, you are perfect, you are the teacher of the whole world, you can instruct the whole world. Why? Because you practice and you preach. So the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees of the Lord, the eternal parikas of the Lord, Bhagavan sends them into this world. You can see, it said that Dharmanda Saksha Bhagavat Pranayita, Bhagavan here has spoken the Vedas. But who? The Sampradayas are all established by his devotees. Sri Sampradaya coming from Lakshmi, Brahma Sampradaya coming from Brahma, Chatusan from the four Kumaras, and Rudra Sampradaya from Shiva himself. So the devotees, they are sent by the Lord and they establish these things. Even Shankar Sampradaya, this bogus Sampradaya was established by Shiva, Shankara, Shankara, Shakshat, in order to bewilder the Asuras. This devotee, the pure devotee, Lord Shiva himself came and established this thing. Therefore, when the pure Vaishnavas, they come into this world, then they come with along with what? They're called Avesh Avatars. Narad, he has this Bhakti Shakti. He is infused with this Avesh, with this Bhakti Shakti. Four Kumaras with Gyan Shakti. With Pitu Maharaj with Archa Shakti. This Swami Maharaj, Gurudev Bhakti Raksha Shri Goswami, said he was Nityananda Shakti Avesh. So the pure devotees, they are infused with this Shakti. Wherever they go, then they infuse this Shakti into the hearts of all living entities. They instill Shraddha into their hearts. And when Shraddha is instilled into the hearts, then this creates the basis to hear and accept what the Vaishnavas are saying. Then the Vaishnavas, being the embodiment of the Bhagavat, they distribute this Bhagavat by speaking it. Therefore, whatever the Vaishnava, the Bhagavats themselves, this when Maitreya Rishi saw Vidur, he said, Bhagavad Vidha Bhagavatos Tirtha Bhuta Swayambhivo Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Svanta Stena Gadabrita. Because you always carry the Lord in your heart, wherever you go, you make that place Tirtha. And therefore, you are the embodiment of all perfection, auspiciousness. You are the living Tirtha. You are the embodiment of the scripture. So, first comes this. Pure devotee. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Ado Shraddha. Before Shraddha comes, Ado means this Sadhu Sangha, that you're meeting the devotee. Then they give this Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then studying of scripture, Bhajana Kriya, all these things takes place. Without meeting the pure devotee, without them injecting this Bhakti Rasa, this Braj Rasa, giving this Bhakti Lata Bija, the desire to serve Krishna in the heart, then you only have a desire to enjoy. And then you will see all scriptures according to your vision. Atmar Manyate Jagat. You will not want to serve the scriptures, but you want to enjoy the scriptures. Therefore, all these people, because they have no Shraddha, they have no guide, their hearts have not been touched with pure devotion. That's why they change these scriptures, they write so many things. Like the Bible, you can see, Mahaprabhu, he said, therefore, don't read the scriptures of other dharmas. It will not be helpful. Because these things get changed over time. And like we're hearing now, so many things also can get changed over time, even in our scriptures. So many slokas going missing. But who is going to help us, guide us through this ocean of knowledge and scripture? That is the Vaishnava, the Sadhu. They give us this Shraddha, and then by being under their guidance, they help us understand what is right, what is wrong. And if you place your unloyal, undying Shraddha in the lotus feet of the Vaishnava, then whatever they say, then that is scripture. If the, like Bhakti, like the magistrate and everyone, they came to Bhakti and Thakur and said, we want to do bhajan. I came to Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, I said, go plant begun. Go this, do that. Then they came complaining to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We came here to do bhajan, and he was making us into farmers. So no, whatever the Vaishnavas say, that is auspicious. Like also one very wealthy person, he came to Prabhupada, said, I want to hear Bhagavad. He said, there is one Vaishnav Das in the garden there, you go hear him, he is expert on Bhagavad. When he went there, he saw one old man is there, one Babaji, he is planting tulsi, planting some flowers, some vegetables for Gandharva Giridhari. Then he had doubt, what I'll hear from him. But then he somehow or another he heard something. Then he realized, oh, this Babaji, he is the embodiment of all Bhagavad, and everything manifested in his heart. Prataputraja Maharaj, when he served Mahaprabhu and he sang the Gopi Gita, then Mahaprabhu, he manifested all scripture in his heart. Therefore he said that Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasya Ite Katityaha Yartha Prakashante Mahatmana. The scripture is eternal. The words of the Vaishnavas are eternal. They're always present. They never can be destroyed in any pralaya. They're always existing. But prakashanti, they only manifest the word in the heart of the Mahatma, in your heart of that person who serves with devotion, the Vaishnavas, Guru. And Bhagavan becomes pleased, then he reveals himself. Therefore it said, Nayan Atma Pravachanena Labhya Na Medaya Na Bahuna Shutane Yam Evasa Vivrunte Labhyas Tasyas Atma Vivrunte Tanum Swam. Tanusam means Swam, himself, he reveals himself to that person who he gives his mercy. Athapite Deva Param Bhujadvaya Prasadu Lesha Anugrihita Evahi. Only by this small little bit of prasad, mercy of the Lord, then we can understand something about him, otherwise not. Therefore, this is the process of Sharanagati. This said, Sharanga Sharanagati Hoibe Jahar Tahara Pratana Suneshi Nanda Kumar. If you want to understand, you want to approach the Absolute Truth, you want to go advance on this path, then you have to take shelter of Sadhu Guru. They will reveal everything in the heart, in your heart, by surrendering unto them. Without surrender, without this Shraddha, then nothing. Therefore, it said that Yaha Bhagavata Para Vaishnava Rastane. Hear from the Vaishnavas. First limb of bhakti is what? Hearing. Guru Parashraya. Take shelter of Guru. Hear. But how can you know you get good, you get real sadhu sangha or not? And this depends on your desire and your sukriti. You must have a deep desire. Also, Mahaprabhu is causeless mercy. They may give causeless mercy also. But you have to then use your free will. You have to receive that. You have to pray. Accept that. Then, slowly, you place faith in the Vaishnava, in the lotus feet of the Vaishnava, then you can manifest. Then they will show you what is scripture, what is not scripture. What is right, what is seva, everything. And that's with your own mind you think, I want to read this book, I want to read that book. I want to speculate. Gurudev has spoken so many things, the Vaishnava has spoken so many things here. You have so much on your plate, but you don't want that. You're looking what's on the other person's plate. You want to read this book and that book, you want to associate with so many other people. But our Guru Vargadeva have given us everything. So have Shraddha in their lotus feet, Shraddha, lotus feet of Guru Parampara. Then you can understand something about what is Shastra. Then you, by their mercy, you'll come to the point of what? Shastriya Sadhu Sangha even. Even if you have not met the author, but simply praying to the book, then you'll think, oh, when you're reading Jayavadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking to me. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is speaking to me. You are directly associating with them. Rupa Goswami is speaking to me. You are not separate from them. Then you are hearing directly from the source. Then there's no doubt then what they reveal, it will be pure. That knowledge will be perfect. But with your own bookworm, book knowledge, therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj says, don't become bookworm. Don't try to study the scriptures for the sake of knowledge. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is Maya Jiva Koroya Gada. This knowledge creates the jiva into a donkey. You know, the donkey puts so much sugar on his back, he's working all day, but he never can taste the sweetness. So pundits and scholars, they learn in so much book knowledge, but they can never really realize the sweetness, the nectar that is there inside the scripture. They remain deceived because they don't have any shraddha in the Vaishnava, they never take shelter. Therefore, we have to pray to the lotus feet of Guru Parampara and the Vaishnava that we can always be sincere and remain under their guidance. And to the sincere heart, to the sincere soul, then their words that may touch our hearts.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Bhavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. first of all, offer my sastangdanda but pranams. And the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwaru Panuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, Vaishnavas, our Guru Varga, mercifully giving all this arrangement, establishing proper relation. Yesterday there was all this discussion about deities. Now this discussion about Shastra. And somehow they're giving this effort that we properly understand what is Shastra, how to see them, how to relate. So our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he is writing Dasamul, you know, he has summarized our teachings. He said there's 10 root teachings. And the very first root teaching is about this Shastra. And this can be the basis of the discussion now, or maybe this is what the Vaishnava wants to be clarified. Because like us, we are following something. So many people in the world, they're following some process. They call religion, their dharma. And we can understand this is all Bhagavan's arrangement. Because people have different qualifications. So they're following certain processes according to their qualification. But as far as we're talking about the real dharma, the Sanatana Dharma, the absolute, like perfect, like process that is really related to the real function of the soul. And this is what... Yes. Yes. Everyone will have their conception that we are right, the Muslim, Christian, and even among the Hindus, they will have their own conception. But our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing to us, and anyone who's sincere, you know, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's written Jaiva Dharma, but he's also written this Chaitanya Shikshamrita. And this whole thing is discussed there, like showing the different levels of people's conception. And he said, like, and really, if people will only see the teaching of Mahaprabhu, then they can see, like, oh, wow, this is so high. And a lot of us, you know, many, they're coming from Christian, from Muslim, some like followers of Durga before. Now they're meeting these teachings of Mahaprabhu. They're actually appreciating, oh, this is so much, so deep. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, he has studied all philosophy. And even he himself, he said, like, oh, I was attracted to the Christian doctrine because they're more like, you know, very, like, one-pointed. In Hindu, there's, like, all these different, like, deities and like that. But then when he met the teachings of Mahaprabhu, especially, like, as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he's appreciating, oh, this is so much deep. And therefore, he made all this effort that everyone will know. And this is what our role as followers of Mahaprabhu. We have to know our teachings, and then we can tell people like how great these teachings are, and they'll be attracted. And so therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has summarized this, 10 teachings. And the very first teaching we have to understand is, what is our evidence? And that is in the principle of Shastra. And here he's saying that anyone can just say, oh, this is scripture. But when we're talking about evidence, this amnaya, this word amnaya, that's why in his root shlok, he said amnaya praha. That itself is already the first teaching. That what we are teaching is what is told by amnaya. What is amnaya? The revealed scriptures that is coming down or passed through the bona fide disciplic succession. Because also, there's so many scriptures in the world. Some can be just like man-made and invented. It has to be coming from a bona fide disciplic succession. And when we talk about bona fide disciplic succession, we're talking about that succession which is really from the time of creation. There's many like just coming like very new, you know, just like started 2,000 years ago or some 500 years ago or some just 10 years ago. They said, oh, we have a line. But then and in the Vedas, it says, now it's a matter of people having faith. We say there's only four. One coming from Brahma, one coming from Rudra, one coming from the four Kumaras, one coming from Lakshmi. This is eternal. So whatever is handed down in that bona fide line, meaning not broken, that scripture, that is our evidence. This Shastra, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, is Swata Siddha. It is self-manifest, self-perfect. This is, of course, when we talk about absolute truth, this learning absolute truth, this, you cannot use the other types of evidence as absolute, like pratyaksha. In this particular Dasamu Slok, Swata Siddhu Vedu Hari Dayata Veda Prabritita Pramanam Sat Praptam Pramiti Visayan Tanna Vavidan Tata Pratyakshadi Pramiti Saitam Na Sadhayatina Na Yuktis Tarkakya Prabhishati Tata Shakti Rahita. He said, in understanding the absolute truth, this tarka and all this logic has no power. You cannot learn by relying on logic. Also, these other types of evidence, like pratyaksha, direct perception, this is not absolute. Like, we know our senses are imperfect. It's subject to cheating, subject to illusion. And it is, there's four defects. We all know this. So someone far away may look very small, and then we think, oh, it's small. Just because we cannot see God, then we think he doesn't exist. So we cannot rely on senses, pratyaksha. And there's many other evidence, anuman, inference, and others. But he said, if they go or they go parallel to the ultimate evidence, and what is that? As revealed in the Shastra. The Shastra is self-manifest, self-perfect, because it's coming from Bhagavan himself. So this is perfect. If this other evidence is parallel, like parallelly proving what is proven in Shastra, then they're to be accepted. Anyhow, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first teaching, that our teachings, the evidence of this is Shastra. And therefore, then if that is established, then we teach. All the nine, he said, there's nine other teachings. What is that? Three about Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Supreme Absolute Truth. Bhagavan or Hari, he is Shaktiman and he is Rasabdim, his ocean of rasa. Then three about the jiva. What is that? There's jivas who are, the jiva is bibinamsa tattva. He's part and parcel of Bhagavan, but he is not equal to Bhagavan. He is an angsa, like a separated angsa. He's not in the same category as like an incarnation. He is a separated part and parcel of Bhagavan, very minute, insignificant. And there's two kinds of jiva. There's the conditioned jivas and there's the liberated jivas. So these three. Then, that's already six. Seven, what is relation? Everything, this jiva, this maya, and the whole spiritual world, they're all manifestation, part, like different and non-different, bade and abade to Bhagavan. Then what is our process? That's the next one, bhakti. And what is the goal? Prem. So then that's basically like the teachings. Now, there's all details about this. So then, you can see, where in the world, where in other religion can explain these things in details and very deeply. It's only in the Gaudiyas, the teachings of Mahaprabhu. This in the teachings of our Goswamis. You cannot find them anywhere else. And all the other processes, they're only effective or they're only potent. In as much as these teachings of our Gaudiyas are incorporated in their teachings. Some teachings of bhakti is there in some other religion, and therefore they have some potency. But when we talk about these teachings of like the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is the most complete. And ultimately, this is mercy of Mahaprabhu, and that we are connected to these teachings. It is our, it's not just our fortune, but it is partly our duty to be able to spread this and make everybody appreciate. And therefore, that's why devotees, they're preaching. So, with this in hand, I'm adding something to the discussion. Vanchagalpataru vyasyakipa sindhu veva chapatitanam pavani vyu vaishnavi vo namana.
मात्र हरि परम तत्व है किंतु वही सर्वशक्तिमान है तुम्हारा तो तुम्हारा भगवान सर्वशक्तिमान नहीं है
भगवान ये कल्पना है
नहीं शक्तिमान नहीं नहीं तुम्हारा भगवान की शक्ति नहीं है क्योंकि भगवान का रूप ही नहीं है
वो बोलेंगे है लेकिन नहीं, वो प्रकट नहीं करते है किसी को
तो इससे जो प्रकट ही नहीं कर पाते वो शक्ति ही नहीं है ये नौ प्रमाण मानेगा तब अन्याय होगा जो मानेगा उसके बाद अन्याय होगा अर्थात उसके बाद मानने योग्य होगा नहीं तो किसी के माने बात माना नहीं जाएगा जो ये स्वीकार नहीं करेगा भगवान का रूप स्वीकार नहीं करेगा भगवान शक्ति स्वीकार नहीं करेगा जीवों को भेदाभेद मुक्त बद्ध जीव नहीं स्वीकार करेगा ये सब चीज जिन्होंने जाने वो उनका पानी अमन है ही नहीं अर्थात उनका पानी विचार योग्य ही नहीं है यदि कुछ कहता है तो ठीक है एक नीति पॉलिसी कुछ प्रकट किया कुछ ठीक है एक सामाजिक तत्व के ऊपर में कंट्रोल करने के लिए जीव को भोग ही जीव है भोग करेगा भोग में से भी कुछ आगे बढ़ेगा तो इससे कुछ उन्नति के लिए कुछ कर दिया मानो तामसिक जीवों के लिए राक्षसों के लिए असुर के लिए दानव के लिए मानव के लिए सबके लिए सबका भी गुरु है सबका भी आचार्य है नाम कुछ और है वहाँ गुरु नहीं कहता है तो कोई प्रिस्ट कहता है पोप कहता है फादर कहता है या मंक कहता है कुछ कहता है बिशप कहते हैं कुछ कहते हैं है तो वही उनका अथॉरिटी है या उनका कार्जियन खाली ऐसे उसमें मुल्ला काजी अल्लाह बिस्मिल्ला हुअल्ला अकबर क्या क्या कहता है तो सब में है सरदार वो लोग कहते हैं जैनी लोग कुछ कहते हैं किंतु सभी लोगों का विचार मानने योग्य नहीं होगा जब तक कि वो बात बात अन्याय नहीं होगा प्रमाण योग्य नहीं होगा यदि भगवान के ये शक्ति और ये सब चीज प्रकाश ने वो कोई मानेगा नहीं तो उनके बाद भी मानने योग्य नहीं भगवान को निराकार करके उड़ा दिया, निर्गुण करके उड़ा दिया, तो फिर उनका क्या होगा। इससे दोनों श्लोकों को याद सब समय रखना चाहिए, भूलना नहीं चाहिए। भूल गया तो खो गया, तो अपना अपना जाति गया, पाति गया, धर्म गया, सब गया। इससे इनको बार बार रिन्यू करना पड़ता है, बार बार इसको रिपीट करना कर याद रखना पड़ता है, नहीं तो क्या होगा बताओ। ये प्रश्न तो उठेगा सब जगह में, जहाँ बाहर निकलेंगे ये सब बात आएगी आएगी। आज जब समाज के हम वेद मानते तुम वेद नहीं मानते हो, कृष्ण कहते वेद में जो कुछ है त्रिगुण है, और तुम भगवान जी तुम निर्गुण बनो, तो कैसे होगा। इसलिए भक्तिम ठाकुर जी ने जो कुछ कहा है उस विचारों को देखो, महाप्रभु के विचार क्या कहा है, एक श्लोक के अंदर में सब साथ दे दिया। और फिर महाप्रभु ने क्या कहा, आराध्य भगवान बजना श्रद्धा में वृंदावन हो, जो रम्य का जो वर्षा कल्पिता श्रीमद भागवतम मान मन प्रेम कुमार तो मान। यदि भगवान को मानना है तो बिना प्रेम से तो होगा नहीं, तो प्रेम कहाँ मिलेगा। प्रेम कुमार तो महान ही महान, श्रीमद भागवत में है ये प्रेम की बात, प्रेमी जन सब है, उसका प्रेम उससे बढ़ करके, उसका प्रेम उससे बढ़ करके आखिर में जाकर के ब्रज में सीमाबद्ध हो, सीमा अंतिम सीमा होता है, वो भी उत्तर उत्तर वृद्धि प्राप्त होता रहता है। तीन बातों का सार संग्रह करके नहीं रखने से फिर क्या बोलेगी, ऐसे नहीं चल रहा क्या महाराज। भूत भविष्य बकते रहते इधर उधर कुछ, अच्छा फिर सुनो, मानो सब कुछ शास्त्र सब अंतर्ध्यान हो गया, अब क्या होगा। फिर भगवत इच्छा से जैसे नारद जी आए और भगवान के आवेश अवतार अंश अवतार या भगवान के गुण अवतार, भगवान के विभिन्न असंख्य अवतार है। इसके अलावा जो साधु लोग भगवत परिकर हैं वो लोग जो प्रकट होते हैं वो जो कुछ प्रकट करते हैं वही शास्त्र है। अगर गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी आए उन्होंने महाप्रभु के चरित्र जो कुछ प्रकट करा वही शास्त्र है, वो प्रमाण जो महाप्रभु का जो कुछ लिखना प्रमाण देना, ऐसे नहीं मनमानी करना। तो क्या रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी इतना शास्त्र ढोके ले आए थे क्या, कुंवर भट्ट को समय लाए थे शास्त्र ढूंढो के, वही खुद शास्त्र है क्योंकि उनके निकट सब कुछ प्रकट है। इसलिए जो लिखा प्रमाण देकर लिखा ना, ये नारद पुराण में बतलाया तो उन पर नारद पुराण था क्या, स्कंद पुराण में ये लिखा, पद्म पुराण में था, उन्होंने तो आए तो खाली हाथ आए, कुछ तो लाए नहीं। और यहाँ भी कुछ था नहीं, पेड़ नहीं, पेड़ के नीचे रहने वाले और जंगल में रहने वाले और कोई घर नहीं मकान नहीं, तो कहाँ से लाया नारद पुराण, कहाँ से लाया स्कंद पुराण, काला पद्म पुराण है। किंतु वही शास्त्र है, उनके हृदय ही कहाँ विराजमान है, प्रत्यक्षदर्शी है। शास्त्र तो एक बार प्रकट हुआ भगवत इच्छा से, किंतु वो शास्त्र कहाँ है, कहाँ। जैसे आचार्य जरा मानो किसी अलवर का 4000 श्लोक सुना, उनका 4000 श्लोक था, उनको देख दो श्लोक चार श्लोक मिला तो बोले कैसे होगा। उन्होंने बोला ये प्रार्थना करने से सब आविर्भूत होता है, उन्होंने उसका आराधना की तो एक एक अलवर ही प्रकट हो गया, अलवर उनको सब श्लोक बोल दिया। उनके सारा घर भजन कुटी में दीवार में सब लिखा हुआ है ताम्र पात्र में। और वो गए काश्मीर बुधायन भाष्य वाले ने, वैष्णव भाष्य बुधायन भाष्य वो उन लोगों ने चोरी करके रख दिया, तो उन लोगों ने फिर आगे लेके चला गया, किंतु कुरेश ने पढ़ लिया, फिर वो बोलते रहे लिखते रहे। तो शास्त्र ये अप्रकृत है, यदि अंतर्ध्यान हो ही जाता है दिखाई नहीं देता, किंतु जहाँ भगत परिकर भक्तजन आते हैं तो वहीं उनके हृदय से स्वतस्फूर्ति प्राप्त होता है। इससे उनको प्राकृत नहीं ज्ञान करना चाहिए, क्योंकि वो और कुछ नहीं बोलते। शास्त्र के भगवान के नाम रूप गुणला वैशिष्ट्य को प्रकाश करते हैं, ये नहीं कि भगवान को मिट्टी में मिटा दे, बराबर कर दे, ऐसे ही वो व्यक्ति का बातें माना नहीं जाएगा। देखो शास्त्र का मतलब है भगवान को प्रकाशित करके हृदय में आविर्भूत कर दे, आत्मा का स्वरूप को प्रकट कर दे। शरीर के अंदर जो आत्मा है जीवात्मा, कोई भी शास्त्र में ये जीवात्मा को नहीं मानते, कोई भी धर्म होता है ही नहीं कुछ। तो जीवित शास्त्र में चैतन्य शिक्षा में क्या लिखा है भक्तों ठाकुर ने, शिष्य नैतिक निश्चय नैतिक, जो आत्मा के स्वरूप को मानता ही नहीं है, तो उनकी बातें नहीं मानने योग्य है। जब जीवात्मा मैं हूँ, सभी जीवात्मा आत्मा है, कुछ लोग तो उसको ही परमात्मा मान लेते हैं, किंतु नहीं, ये आत्मा आत्मस्वरूप उपलब्धि कारणा और भगवत स्वरूप उपलब्धि कारणा जहाँ है वही शास्त्र और वही मानने योग्य है, और नहीं तो कुछ नहीं माना जाएगा। जहाँ आत्मा का कोई स्वरूप स्वीकार नहीं करते, परमात्मा का स्वीकार नहीं करते, भगवान का रूप नहीं मानते हैं, तो धर्म ही नहीं है, वो सर्वधर्म है, कपट है और विधर्मी है। धर्म के नाम पर सर्वधर्म है, इसी इन बातों को समझना पड़ेगा ना, और प्रकट करना पड़ेगा, ऐसे नहीं होगा। अब इधर से उधर खींचतानी करके बोल के चले जाएंगे, ऐसे नहीं होगा, आपको प्रमाण देना पड़ेगा। के महाराज सुन रहे हैं कि नहीं, बुद्ध बाबा महाराज इधर की बात उधर की बात करके बस सोचता कि साग दिए मांस ढका। एक गुरु गया शिष्य के घर, तो बोले अरे क्या बनाया गुरुदेव, साग भाजी बनाया। बोले और तो कुछ नहीं बनाया, नहीं गुरुदेव। तो गुरुदेव आया, बोले देखते हो साग कैसा है, तो पलटा से साग को पलटने लग गए, देखो उसमें मछली छिपा हुआ है। बोले क्या किया है, बोले गुरुदेव साग तो ऊपर है मछली नीचे है, पानी में भी तो मछली होता है, तो पानी तो आप पीते हैं, पानी तो आप नहाते हैं, मछली तो नीचे रहता है, तो ऊपर साग तो पवित्र है, नीचे मछली है, तो उसमें क्या हो गया है। तो ऐसे इसको बोलते साग दिए मांस ढका, ऐसे उल्टा पुल्टा बातें कह करके हम दूसरे को धोखा दे के चले जाएंगे, किंतु तो आत्मा ज्ञान नहीं होगा, इससे परमात्मा ज्ञान नहीं होगा। ऐसे बातें करो कहो जो सचमुच प्रमाणिक है और अपना अनुभव है कर सको और दूसरे को अनुभव करा सको, नहीं तो शास्त्र नहीं है, साधु नहीं है और गुरु नहीं है। गुरु उनको माना जाएगा, गुरु तो उनमें है, वो बीज बोया जैसे पेड़ है, पेड़ एक पेड़ अपने बीज के अंदर अपने स्वरूप को रख देता है, समझा कि नहीं। हे भूत भवन महाराज, पेड़ के पेड़ इतना बड़ा पेड़ है, उसने अपने को स्वरूप कहाँ रख दिया, बीज में, इतना छोटा सा बीज है बरगद का बीज है, उसके अंदर में वो अपना स्वरूप दे दिया। अब जब उसको आप बोएंगे लगाएंगे पानी सींचेंगे तो दिखाई देगा विशाल स्वरूप। ऐसे ही आत्मा का स्वरूप हमारे जन्म के साथ साथ में आत्मा के अंदर में सब कुछ है। जब आप इसको सवन कीर्तन जल से सिंचन करेंगे तभी आत्मस्वरूप प्रकट होगा, किंतु सब सवन कीर्तन से नहीं होगा। जब वो ब्रज के रसमय उपासक वो ब्रज की कथाओं का सवन कीर्तन करेंगे तो आत्मा उसी से पुष्ट होगा, तब उसमें स्वरूप है। इससे पेड़ इतना बड़ा पेड़ है, घास है, सबके स्वरूप अपने अपने बीज में है। साग बो दिया बीज, मूली बो दिया बीज, बीज तो छोटा छोटा है देखने में अच्छा ही है, उससे मूली हो गया, उससे पालक हो गया, किंतु सब बीज से तो सब चीज़ नहीं होगा, जो स्वरूप है वही होगा। ऐसे जीवात्मा का स्वरूप जो है अभी कर्म के द्वारा अपना प्रकट हो रहा है, हाथी घोड़ा बैल गधा मनुष्य, किंतु ये स्वरूप नहीं है। यदि कोई कहे ये आत्मा का स्वरूप है, नहीं, आत्मा का ये हाथी घोड़ा बैल स्वरूप नहीं है, पालक मूली या गन्ना या बरगद या आम ये स्वरूप नहीं है। वो जीवात्मा उसके अंदर में भी है, हैं, उस जीवात्मा का भी स्वरूप है। वो तो केवल आम के रसाया बड़ा मीठा लग रहा है, किंतु पेड़ में मीठा है क्या, पेड़ को चबा खा दे देखोगे तो, किंतु उसमें जो मिठास है स्वाद है वो आत्मा का रस है, स्वरूप है, वो आत्मा को कैसे प्रकट करेंगे। इसलिए जिसमें आत्मात्म विवेक है, ज्ञान है और स्वरूप के उपलब्धि है, वो शास्त्र है। करा सकते हैं, वही गुरु है, वही साधु है। जो आत्मवान विवेक रहित है वो शास्त्र भी नहीं, साधु भी नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं, वो केवल नीति है, है कुछ दुर्नीति नहीं है, अच्छा नीति है, लोगों को कंट्रोल करने के लिए एक एक सोसाइटी बना है, नीति है, हमारा नीति अच्छा है, तुम हमारा नीति मानो, है इसको धर्म नीति नहीं कहा जाएगा, ये केवल मात्र सामाजिक नीति है, है क्रिश्चियनिटी है, मोहम्मदन है, और सब ये नीति व्यक्त है, एक रूल रेगुलेशन करके एक कमेटी यूनिटी बनाया, सोसाइटी बनाया, किंतु इसके अंदर ईश्वर और परम आत्मा का कोई मतलब ही नहीं है, इसमें स्वीकार ही नहीं करता, तो फिर इसको तो माना, ये नीति व्यक्त है, एक दुर्नीति नहीं, सुनीति, सुनीति में भी जैसे राजनीति है, धर्म नीति है, बहुत सारी नीतियाँ है, ये केवल मात्र एक नीति व्यक्त है, ये ठीक है, ठीक है, ऐसे करोगे तो ठीक रहोगे, दूसरे को सताना नहीं, ये दारू पीना नहीं, ये करना नहीं, आगे बढ़ाने के लिए, ये भी भगवत इच्छा से ही है, ऐसा नहीं भगवत इच्छा के बिना है, किंतु ये भगवान तो नहीं पहुँचा नहीं सकता, और न उनके अनुकूलता में जा सकता है, इसी इन बातों को थोड़ा भाई सार निचलों को लो और उसी को बेस करके फिर आप प्रचार कर सकते हैं, आप कथा कर सकते हैं, मैंने तो इधर उधर की बातें करने से आत्मा को छोड़ के परमात्मा को छोड़ के फिर तो हो गया, कम फिर तो हो गए, हम भी वही निरकरवादी हो गए, चलो धर्म कीर्तन धर्म।